Now, to your email about yesterday's program, and we start with a comment on our interview with Christopher Dodd, chair of the Senate Banking Committee. He talked about whether there needs to be more regulation of the financial industry.
Remember, the epicenter of this crisis, economic, is housing. And the epicenter of the housing crisis is the foreclosure crisis. And so we need to get to the heart of that, and that's why I'm recommending a series of legislative efforts here.
Well, Michael Wright of Railroad, Pennsylvania asks, why isn't anyone considering the fact that the epicenter of the foreclosure crisis is the rapid overdevelopment of millions of new homes, spurred on by the low interest rates of a few years ago? Had the Fed not lowered rates so drastically, it seems to me that there would not have been so many developers, and consequently mortgage lenders, ready to make billions from new housing sales. Jim Kelly of Albuquerque, New Mexico, heard our interview on how a candidate's name can affect how people vote, and he writes this: my prediction, our next president will be Barack Obama. Why? Of the three candidates, his last name combines best with the word economics. Remember Reaganomics, Clintonomics, even Nixonomics? All pretty good, but Obamanomics beats them all. To my ears, it's poetry in a headline. Bridget Huey of Cincinnati was one of a number of listeners who wrote to thank us for Bill Harley's commentary, Ode to My Sturdy Rubber Boots.
They sit by the door waiting for me. And while it may speak more about the narrowness of my very circumscribed life than their real worth, just the fact that they're sitting there waiting for me makes me happy. I speak, of course, of my wonderful, brilliant, intelligently designed calf-high rubber boots. They are a piece of industrial genius. They are real and vibrant and make my life more worth living.
Ms. Huey writes, pieces like this one remind me why I love being part of the human race despite all of our faults. All is not lost if there are still those who take time to contemplate such seemingly insignificant but vitally important things. But there was also this comment from Victor Agrin of New Haven, Connecticut. Essays like this are what give NPR a bad name and are fodder for Saturday Night Live parodies. Well, finally, Andrew Green of Los Angeles enjoyed our review of Handel organ concertos performed as they might have sounded in Handel's time. One thing that musicians consider when performing an early piece in early style is the tuning system, Mr. Green writes. Early intonation can have a profound effect on the modern listener. I'm not sure how much I enjoy this practice. One of my music theory professors in college was fond of saying, we need period tuning like we need period dentistry. Well, whatever you hear, we'd like to get your comments. Just go to npr.org/contact.